Art Alexakis is the lead singer of 90s multi-platinum rock band Everclear. Everclear has announced their new album, Black is the New Black, set to release in spring of 2015. El Pasoans can catch Art Alexakis, vocalist and guitarist of Everclear, tonight when his Songs and Stories, an evening with Art Alexakis of Everclear tour, stops at the Lowbrow Palace. Hi, Art. Welcome to State of the Arts. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fabulous. So before we dive into talking about your upcoming album, I'm hoping that we can talk a little bit about the 90s and what it was like to be a part of such a big movement in rock music.
It was great. I loved being a part of what was going on. I remember people would ask me, so what's alternative about Everclear, about 90s alternative music? And it's really funny because everybody else would like come up with these elaborate stories about what was alternative, about alternative culture. And I'm like, there's nothing alternative about us. Alternative rock is a name that some marketing guy came up with. We're rock and roll bands. That's what we are. We play rock and roll. And I think that most of the people making music in the 90s grew up in the 70s, when there was great hard rock bands, and we lived through punk rock and new wave and hip-hop and cool alternative bands that came out of various scenes. And I think you put that all together and you got the 90s alternative scene. That's what it was.
So now that, you know, we're nearing the new year and you've got a new record out in 2015, how has your sound progressed from when you first started?
Well, I think we're better musicians. You know, I think I'm a better musician. I'm a better songwriter for sure. I think that what could be lacking is maybe the immediacy and the fire in my belly. But I got to tell you, some of those things in my life are really good. I'm writing some of the most intense, visceral, pushy against the wall type songs that I have in a long, long time. And I don't know. I think that damage inside me is latent. I think that the fact that I've matured a lot and I have a really great home situation with my daughters and my wife, and I'm just super happy. I think it allows me to feel free subconsciously to explore different aspects of what's going on with me and my perspective, you know?
It's good to know that you don't need to be miserable to put out a good record, right?
Well, yes, let's agree with you on that. But at the same time, I think that I used to like battle that whole idea that you got to be the tortured artist to make great art. And there's something to it that I think that there is an element of damage and learning how to deal with that damage that I think opens up some sort of creativity in you. I don't think you have to do that or be a part of that to be creative, but I think that that helps a lot of people, myself included.
Well, it's on how you deal with it, right? So now you're a happy guy, everything's good, and we have a new record coming out.
There you go, man. I like the way you just get right to the point, Fisher. Boom. There you go.
Just like that. So speaking of it, Black is the New Black, it's your ninth studio record, and you've had some help from your fans to get it made. Can you tell us more about your new record and your Pledge Music campaign? I don't know that El Pasoans are too familiar with Pledge Music, so if you could kind of school us on that, that would be awesome.
Well, actually, they didn't help me get it made. What they're helping us sell it and find creative ways to bring music in a affordable way to everybody who wants to hear. And that's what I think the Pledge Music is. Pledge Music, in some ways, it's fan sourcing like Kickstarter. It's not like Kickstarter in the sense that you go on it and say, okay, I've got this idea, and I want you guys to put money toward this, and then I'll give you a piece of it. This is different. This is like, hey, we got this brand new Everclear record. I'm selling it to you guys first. You don't have to go through a middleman. There's no label. You can pre-order it here first. So up until the time that we actually release the record in the spring, it's looking like April right now, by the way.
Cool.
Once that happens, then the end, an awesome record label out of Brooklyn, New York, then they're selling the record. And I do a tour every summer called Summerland Tour, and we're selling the record. If you buy a ticket, we take it ahead on some of the ticket prices. So if you buy a ticket do get a download of the record. I think that's pretty cool, and I think a lot of people are doing that. We're just finding ways to make it so that the music's available and it's readily available, and you don't have to go fight traffic to get it. It's a push of a button that gets sent to you. And also, the outlets for buying records are a lot, largely not there anymore. I mean, there's not that many record stores anymore compared to 10, 15, 20 years ago. So I think this is the new model to me, to have a small, aggressive, awesome label and to have Pledge Music as a part of your whole campaign of putting out a record. I think it's the right thing for older bands that have a built-in core of fans from over the years and for new bands as well. I'm pretty excited about it.
And is it true that people that come see you play tonight, they'll get a free download of one of the songs as kind of as a sneak peek?
Absolutely. Our new single is called The Man Who Broke His Own Heart. And if you come to the show, you come by the merch booth, pick up a card for free. And you can come to the booth and see me. I'm there after every show. And it's when you sign stuff or take pictures and just say hi. I'm there, no problem. And pick up a new song. It's a pretty cool idea.
I've spoken to several performers, so there's something about, you know, you're with your whole band, you're out there, it's a big show, and then, you know, this is a stripped-down version, it's you by yourself, you know, playing acoustically. Is it more nerve-wracking to perform solo acoustic than it is to perform as a band on a stage with a whole lot of people?
Absolutely. You're live without a net. When I'm playing with a band, you know, you've got the bombast and you've got other people on stage. So if you forget a line or a chord or something goes wrong, you're a team. You're up there. You're a part of it. Everybody's a part of it. And you can take each other's slack sometimes. But when you're solo with a guitar, there's no slack.
Right. It's just you.
There's no net. And it makes it a little scary, but to me it makes it more exciting. Awesome challenge. I love doing it. And I love putting myself out there and just actually, you know, just exposing my heart every night and just putting my passion in the driver's seat and see where it takes us.
And, you know, as a fan, you know, taking in the music, it's always neat to be able to experience that feeling. You know, when you see, when you can feel that your heart is on the floor, that the performer's having a great time, you as an audience member, you're having a great time. And it's awesome that you can do that because that's a whole lot of vulnerability going on up there.
And I agree with you 100%. And I say that often enough. If you're not having fun making music, if you're not having fun on stage, you need to get a new job.
Right.
You know, it's a prerequisite that if you play in a rock and roll band or you play any kind of music, you have to be invested and you have to be there because not just because you think it would be a cool place to be, because there's nowhere else for you to be. I mean, there's nothing else I'm good at. This is it. And I put my heart into it from the time I was 4 years old.
Very cool.
Music. So, and that's another criteria when I do the Summerland tour. It's not just a nostalgia thing. It's bands with big hits in the 90s, but they also have to be real bands. They have to go out and play their hit. That's something they got to do. They have to be real bands in the sense that they have to still put out records and tour. I'm not looking for bands that just go out once a year to play their hits and then go back and sit around for a year and wait for their royalty checks, you know? That's not what we're doing here. No offense to any tour or any band that does that. That's just not what Summerland's about at all.
And have you figured out your 2015 Summerland tour lineup yet?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
What you got? Let us know.
No way. No way. You can tune in. You can go to Pledge Music next, either a bit later this week, and we will let everybody know all the bands. But I got them all signed. It's all done. And I'll put links on all the social media for me personally and for Everclear. So if you're an Everclear fan, you'll know about it in the next few days.
Very cool. So follow you on Facebook, Twitter, and you'll get the lowdown.
That's exactly right. You can go to at Everclear Band on Twitter for Everclear. You can go to at Art Alex Rockus for me. You can go to Everclear Band on Facebook or Art Alex Rockus on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram at @ArtAlexakis. So there's plenty of places to get a hold of me if you ever want to ask me something or see what's going on. We're pretty close to our social media, and I love connecting with people.
Very cool. So speaking of connecting with people, have you ever played in El Paso before?
Yes. Many, many, many times. I used to live in Katy, Texas. So I play coming to Texas is a big deal for me. I love Texas. And we played El Paso, I probably think over the years, maybe about 10 times. And we're excited to come back.
Very cool. We're excited to have you back, and can't wait to see you take down the Lowbrow Palace and maybe try to tease out some of that Summerland lineup from you. We'll see. We'll try our best.
It's worth a try. You never know.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. You can catch Art Alexakis, lead singer of 90s multi-platinum rock band Everclear, tonight at the Lowbrow Palace when he stops in as part of his Songs and Stories, An Evening with Art Alexakis of Everclear.